Well, everyone, we're back. Oh, it feels great to be back. I'm so happy. I apologize for not being able to upload podcast episodes lately. As a few of you may know, for those of you who follow my social media or who watch the update video, I didn't have the correct laptop to do this for a little bit. So that was one of the reasons, and also just due to lack of time in my personal life, I've been working a lot lately, and I just kind of needed a break from things. So that's why that I haven't really been uploading a lot lately, but I'm back now. And I know that the narration for Thursday hasn't come out yet. I'm going to try to get that out today. If it doesn't come out today, it will come out tomorrow. So don't worry about that. And then after that, we should be completely on track. Narrations Tuesdays and Thursdays, podcast episodes Saturdays, just like I've been meaning to do for a while now. But yeah, so that's the little update on my personal life out of the way. Other than that, today we're going to be splitting this podcast episode into two segments. The first segment is going to be just some minor updates on the channel and just with like personal things I've been going on, like personal projects that I've been going on in the background. So there is that. And then the second and main attraction of this episode is going to be me talking about probably one of my new favorite horror movies, that movie being the amazing, the wonderful, the famous/infamous PG Psycho Gore Man. It's an absolutely amazing movie, and I can't wait to talk about it. So we're going to take a quick little ad break here, and then we will get into everything. So I want you all to just sit back and relax, let in the beautiful moonlight, and forget all the stresses of today's world as I prepare to both entertain and horrify you. Okay, so first, as I said in that intro there, I want to take one little small segment here to just, you know, talk about some stuff that's been going on in the background, such as projects I've been doing and just, you know, all that sort of thing. As I mentioned before, the delay in episodes is because of, you know, the lack of technology and stuff like that I needed, so I'm not going to get into that again. But some things that I've been going on in the background, I've been working on getting a gaming or higher-end PC, so then that way on the gaming channel that I'm making, I can actually be able to upload things, like, consistently and with high quality and, you know, stuff like that. So you guys can all look forward to that, so I can bring even more entertaining content with you guys and have another avenue to interact with you guys with. I think that'll be a lot of fun, and I can't wait for it. I apologize for not streaming, like, at all. Don't worry, I will be getting back into that as well. So have no fear. I will be returning to that as well. And another thing, you may have noticed that the name changed. If you didn't watch the update video thing, you know that my name has in fact changed. It is no longer Children of the Night, it is Dr. Redacted. Now, the reason for this change, I liked the name Children of the Night. I really did, and I know a lot of you guys did too. Don't worry, it wasn't because I started hating it or anything like that. And don't worry, we're all still, you know, Children of the Night, blah, blah, blah. But the reason why I changed it is kind of just for, like, Elvermerithic purposes. You know what? No, that wasn't the reason. It's because it wasn't my true calling. It didn't fit, I guess you could say. Because I am a person, I am an entertainer that brings to you horrific stories that maybe shouldn't quite be in the public eye. So I am sort of the presenter of the hidden information, if you will, especially with the SCP-related things. So I figured that that fit everything a bit more. It fit the mood of this whole thing a bit more. It fit the whole vibe and the whole feeling of everything just a bit more. And, you know, it's a simple thing to say. Anyway, so that is that reason. And so the next thing I wanted to talk about is, of course, if you've been listening to some previous updates and have been paying attention on my social media platforms, I have been working on, well, I guess I have finished now, my first book. That's right. Not only am I bringing to you my own stories and other people's stories through the internet, they are now being presented to you in book form. Now, the book is finished. However, it is currently being proofread. So once it's done being proofread and, you know, all that good jazz, I shall edit anything that needs to be edited, and then it shall be released to you all for your personal enjoyment. Now, there will be some stories on there that I have narrated before, but not to worry, they are tweaked slightly, they are improved in areas, so you're not going to just be getting the same dose of stuff that you've already gotten, and there's also going to be stories in there that are not on this channel, so there will be improved content that you have seen before, and there will also be exclusive content in there as well. So there's that bit of exciting news. I really can't wait to share it all with you guys. It's been like kind of a lifelong dream of mine to be a writer. I've just always wanted to do it, but just never really thought I could, but now here I am writing stories. It's going to be called A Collection of Madness, and it is a collection of short horror stories that I have written. And yeah, it's gonna be great. I really hope you guys all enjoy it once it does in fact come out and is released to the world. As it stands currently, it'll be available in physical paperbacks and in digital media, like on Kindle and stuff like that. I would like to get a hardcover version made eventually, but I don't know when that'll be, but I will try and make it happen eventually. And with that also being said, I have started working on some other novels as well, some horror related, some not, but those are still like in like the early writing phases, so don't worry, I will be updating you all on those as well, but the main thing right now is A Collection of Madness, and I still can't believe that, you know, that's all happening. I can't wait. Now, I haven't exactly fully committed to a cover yet, although I am very confident with my design. I was thinking like there's a person in a straight jacket in a abandoned, or not necessarily abandoned, but just like in a padded white cell, you know, like an insane asylum type thing. Because, you know, collection of madness and all. So there's a mad character. So, you know, just something nice, creepy, and simple like that. I'm sorry if I'm jumbling my words a little bit. I honestly can't wait. It's been a lifelong dream, and I can't wait to bring it to you all. Anyway, I'll stop rambling now. I think that's it for channel-related news. Yeah, I covered the PC, the name change, and the book. So, yeah, that is going to bring an end to this short little segment here, and now to bring it to the main segment, which is the review and just simply me talking about PG Psycho Gorman. Okay, so today we are going to be talking about the absolutely astounding movie called PG Psycho Gorman, and oh my god, you guys, I love this movie so much. God, I love this shit. So, PG Psycho Gorman, right? PG Psycho Gorman, the man, the myth, the legend, PG Psycho Gorman himself. Okay, so this movie is absolutely amazing. if I had to compare it to anything, I would call it R-rated Power Rangers. And, like, even that isn't completely accurate, but, like, you kind of get that vibe from it. Because, like, basically everything in the movie is done with practical effects. Everything is done with makeup and, you know, like, just practical, physical, not CG'd effects. And it is absolutely glorious and absolutely beautiful. The designs of the characters in the movie are just so absolutely amazing. Especially PG Psycho Goreman himself just looks great. If you see on the thumbnail, I put a picture of him probably on there, unless I just completely forgot to do that for some reason. But as you can see from probably the thumbnail that you're watching this on, I've put some of the characters from PG Psycho Goreman up on there. Unless, again, I just forgot. But they should be there. And as you can see here, they're all just absolutely amazing. And all of them are done completely practically as well. Pandora looks absolutely amazing. And then, like, Death Trapper and all those guys. They're all so good. The movie itself is also very, very funny. There's a lot of great, great jokes in the movie. I love the dad, Greg. Greg is such, like, just a lazy sleazeball of a person, but God, he's hilarious. There's like this there's this one scene that I'll talk about with him. The wife goes into the kitchen and opens up the microwave, and it's just absolutely trashed because, like, some food in there exploded or something. And she's like, "What did you do to the microwave?" And the dad says, "Made a refreshing, nutritious dinner for my family. You're welcome." And then she just, like, "It's completely trashed." And then the camera cuts back to the dad, and it's just slowly zooming in on his face. And he's just like, "You're welcome." And then he, like, has, like, a single tear going down his cheek. I cracked up laughing. Oh, my God. This movie is so funny. Like, it's so much funnier than it has any right to be, and it's glorious. Okay. Oh, what else can I even say about this? Psycho Goreman himself is just perfect. He is the perfect villain. He just, like, his articulation with words, he's such, like, you know, the poetic evil guy, where he has, like, these, like, big long speeches of these, like, you know, horrible things he's done or the horrible things he's gonna do to you and to other people and stuff like that. And like, his powers are great. Like, everyone, like, he kind of has, like, you know, that whole, like, evil Power Rangers guy vibe to him in a way, except if it was, like, taken in, like, an R-rated light, which is perfect. And, like, all his, like, lackeys and all the other characters are kind of like that too, where they all, like, talk and act like Power Rangers characters that exist in, like, an R-rated world, I guess you could say. So, oh man, it's great. Basically, the main premise of the movie is that these two siblings, Luke and Mimi, they are playing a game together, and at the end of the game, the brother who lost has to dig a hole, and when they dig this hole, they find this gem, which has been sealed away and hidden because it is, like, the trigger to awakening Psycho Goreman, which he was basically, his main goal was that he wanted to extinguish all life in the universe, because he was enslaved. And not only does he want to take his vengeance out on the people that enslaved him, but also on just basically every living thing. So that's why he was sealed away, but they found it. So when they ripped the gem out, it woke him up, and he has an absolutely amazing scene where he kills these, like, muggers at the beginning of the movie, and it's great. I don't want to spoil it, so you can see it for yourself, but it's great. And then it is revealed that the girl who has the gem, Mimi, the sister, she can control Psycho Goreman because she has the gem, and she can control him as long as she has said gem. So they basically have this, like, uber powerful living weapon of mass destruction that they can just do whatever they want with, and it leads to a lot of great hijinks and funny moments. But then his lackeys come, they realize they, I don't want to spoil it. okay. So, spoiler warning. Do not continue past this point. If you don't want spoilers for the movie, go watch it yourself, then come back here. You have been warned. So after a while of them, you know, just having fun and messing around with them, his lackeys show up because he had summoned them. He told them, he sent a message that to his lackeys of his location. So they like went to come and get him. But then it's revealed that they like it better without him, because then they all get to rule themselves and they don't have to, like, you know, answer to him and stuff like that. And they actually were about to kill him because Mimi, the girl, made it so he couldn't fight back because Psycho Core Man had ordered his men to kill Mimi and Luke. So she kind of does this as revenge, but then Psycho Core Man apologizes and she lets him fight back and he kills all his lackeys in an absolutely brutal and amazing fashion. And again, it's all done with complete practical effects and it's great. Ugh. This movie's so good, you guys. It's so glorious. I keep saying glorious, but whatever. then Pandora, who is part of this faction that's like kind of religious zealot type things, where like they're the type of character where they're like so good that it basically like circles back around to being the villain. So yeah, that happens. She's kind of the main villain of the story. She goes to hunt down Psycho Boar Man because she wants to kill him or seal him away again, whichever one works. And it eventually all culminates at the end to an absolutely ginormous, great, amazing, hilarious fight that's preluded by a somewhat pointless scene where they play the game that the two siblings played in the beginning. It doesn't really serve any purpose, but it is kind of funny, so I can still, like, forgive it for that. But, what are you gonna do? So, at one point during the movie, they want to keep him entertained because they kind of just keep him in a warehouse so he doesn't, like, you know, go do anything bad or anything like that. So, of course, he needs, like, entertainment or he's just going to be bored. So they give him some of these magazines, and one of the magazines is, like, full of, like, male models and stuff like that. So the girl, Mimi, is like, here, have fun with your hunky boys and stuff like that. And he's just like, I care not for hunky boys. And then he looks at the magazine and it zooms in on, like, this, like, super buff guy, and he's just like, or do I? It's so, so funny. Just trust me, it's a lot funnier watching it. Just And then, like, during the ending fight with Pandora, the magazines get wrecked during the fight, and he's just like, no, my hunky boys. It's so absolutely amazing. I'm sorry that I'm laughing so much and treating this like a normal, casual conversation rather than a review, but I'm sorry. I can't help it with this movie. This movie is absolutely nuts, and it's hilarious, and it's just, it's so gory, it's so hilarious, it's done so well, and it's all in, like, mostly practical effects, and it deserves so much more attention than it gets. It deserves, like, all the love and support ever. So, please just go watch this movie. If you don't take my word for it, you can take the word of several critics. It currently sits at a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 81% on Google. So you know that I'm not just talking out of my butt here. This movie is absolutely amazing. As for where you can watch it, of course, there's, like, you know, a bunch of digital avenues you can go down. You can buy it through Amazon, YouTube, Google Play Movies, or, like, what have you. There's also, of course, DVDs and Blu-rays you can buy to watch it. Or it is also on Shudder. It is on Shudder. If you don't know what Shudder is, it's basically the Netflix for horror movies. Horror movies and shows, anyway. So it is on there, as I said, you know, DVDs, Blu-rays, and digital work. However you can find a way to watch this movie that supports it in any way, watch it, because my God, it is absolutely amazing and hilarious. One minor gripe I have about the movie, Mimi, the sister, one of the main characters in the movie, is kind of annoying. Now, don't get me wrong. The actress who plays her is, like, perfect. Like, she's playing the role completely perfectly well. She's playing it exactly how she is supposed to and how she is told to, and that is to be, you know, the stuck-up, annoying little sister character. And she does it well. It's just that the character herself is just kind of annoying. That's really my only, like, big gripe with the movie, is that she kind of just sucks. I guess the only other gripe I would have with it is that, again, that one, like, little pointless scene at the end, where they just, like, that's not, like, the end scene, it just kind of happens towards the end. But, yeah, like, other than that, the movie is hilarious, the effects are great, and the characters themselves, except for kind of Mimi, are all pretty great as well. What else was it? Oh, yeah. A minor piece of trivia. The actor who played Psycho Goreman, Matthew... I'm so terrible with names. Matthew. Sorry, I'm terrible with names. So Matthew, the guy who played Psycho Goreman himself, the costume had to be glued to his skin, because otherwise it wouldn't fit right, and it would just, like, shuffle and move around a lot. So since it was physically glued to his skin while he was in it, he just full-on couldn't sweat. He just couldn't sweat. And of course, being on set or outside in all that heavy makeup and all that heavy prosthetic and stuff like that, you're gonna get hot. And the main reason why your body sweats is so you don't overheat. It's to cool you down. But he physically could not sweat because literally all his pores were just blocked. So he said, like, during filming, he would try to just lay down and zone out just so he wasn't, like, thinking of it. He literally would just, like, have to keep his mind off of, you know, thinking of the fact that he's, like, roasting alive inside of this suit. And it's just, I can't even imagine. And, like, you know, he probably would have had to be in that thing for several hours at a time. So he's just several hours at a time, either outside in the sun or on a super hot set in a super hot costume in a bunch of makeup, and he just can't sweat for hours. I can't imagine that. And that's, like, his acting is stunning. Like, the fact that he, like, is able to make Psycho Goreman such a great character, even going through all of that, is amazing. He's just such a great actor for that, and I commemorate him so much for that, because acting is hard. Acting is hard on its own. I can't imagine acting in a hot suit with a bunch of makeup and not being able to sweat and still being able to act. Like, I can't imagine that. It's amazing. Props for, like, all the actors in this movie, especially the ones that had to wear, like, all the costumes and the prosthetics and stuff like that. Like, again, support this movie any way you can. Please, like, buy it in any way that you prefer. Watch it, or watch it on Shudder. It is absolutely amazing. Go watch it. My personal rating for it is a perfect 10 out of 10. At worst, 9.5 out of 10. Again, a spoiler for a really great joke. If you don't want the joke spoiled, go away and come back. Probably the best joke in the movie, in my opinion. Psycho Goreman gets injured after his fight with his lackeys, and they have to, like, you know, get the dad to, like, bring his truck out so they can drive Psycho Goreman to, like, a hospital or, like, somewhere to, like, treat him up a little bit. And how he gets the dad to come is that he, like, astral projects his face into the bathroom as his dad is on the toilet, and he's just screaming, like, he's like, "Ah, come get me, like, save me, I'm bleeding," and then he's like, and then, like, you know, his face, like, vanishes, and he's like,
I don't know where you are. And then he starts screaming again. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm in the woods and, you know, and stuff like that. And then like the dad like falls over into the tub and he's like panting, like scared out of his life. And he's like, I don't know where that is. And it comes back again and he's screaming and he yells out the address. Oh, it's amazing. Okay, I've rambled on long enough. Go watch the movie. Just go watch the movie any way you can. Please support it. It's great. Just watch it any way you can. So that's enough of me rambling and gushing and being a fanboy over PG Psycho Gore Man. I'll probably have like a watch party for it at some point when, like, you know, I got the whole streaming thing and stuff narrowed down. I think that would be a lot of fun, just having us all watch PG Psycho Gore Man together. That'll be fun. So I guess look forward to that in the future. Again, I have no idea when that's going to be, but, you know, you can still look forward to it regardless. So that's all for now. I love you guys, and I'll see you next Saturday for another podcast episode. Hey guys, Children of the Night here, and I just wanted to say thank you for either watching today's video on YouTube or listening to it on Spotify or all those other places in podcast form. And just know that if you're watching this on YouTube, just know it is available in podcast form on stuff like Spotify. And if you're watching this on Spotify, just know that it is also available on YouTube. If you are also interested in supporting me more than you already are by watching here today, just know that I am on Patreon at patreon.com/childrenofthenight, or you can just use the nifty link in the description. There you can get access to polls that dictate what I narrate here next. You can also get early access to the narrations and so much more. Any support there is gracefully appreciated. And also, you know what to do, if you're listening on YouTube, that is, like, comment, subscribe, and do all that other fun stuff that YouTubers tell you to do. Other than that, be sure to follow my social medias. That's all linked in the description as well. But other than that, I want to say thank you for listening, and good night and sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.